Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Douglas Waller's Wild Bill Donovan, The Spymaster Who Created the OSS and Modern American Espionage, is a narrative biography of William J. Donovan, the World War II-era intelligence leader widely credited with building the foundation for modern U.S. espionage. Centered on Donovan's rise from decorated soldier and public servant to Roosevelt's chief architect of wartime spying, the book traces how the Office of Strategic Services was conceived, staffed, and pushed into action under intense pressure. Waller portrays the mix of improvisation and ambition that defined early American intelligence work, showing Donovan as both visionary and relentless operator who had to persuade skeptical generals, rival agencies, and cautious politicians. The story also frames the OSS as a proving ground for tradecraft, sabotage, analysis, and covert action, with lessons that later shaped the CIA and broader national security institutions. It reads as both personal portrait and institutional origin story, emphasizing the human decisions behind intelligence success and failure. The making of Donovan and the idea of an American intelligence service. A central theme is how Donovan's personal history and worldview positioned him to imagine an intelligence capability the United States largely lacked at the start of World War II. The book follows his path through law, politics, and military service, highlighting how he developed a network across elites and a confidence in unconventional solutions. In Waller's telling, Donovan's defining contribution was not a single operation, but the insistence that modern war demanded organized intelligence collection, rigorous analysis, and covert tools that went beyond traditional diplomacy or battlefield reconnaissance. This topic explains the strategic gap the United States faced compared to older European services and how Donovan used his access to the White House and allied contacts to argue for a new organization. It also emphasizes the role of personality in institution-building persuasion, persistence, and the willingness to accept risk. The reader sees how early proposals had to be tailored to American political realities, including suspicion of secret police-style agencies. The result is a portrait of intelligence as an idea that had to be sold before it could be staffed, funded, and deployed. Secondly, building the OSS recruitment, culture, and early tradecraft. Waller explores how the OSS was assembled quickly and often experimentally, creating a culture that mixed academics, soldiers, adventurers, linguists, and specialists. This topic focuses on the practical challenge of turning talent into capability organizing training, developing procedures, and deciding which missions fit American strengths. The book describes the early struggle to define standards for clandestine work while operating under wartime urgency. A key element is how the OSS culture differed from conventional military bureaucracy, encouraging initiative and creativity, but also producing friction, uneven discipline, and operational mistakes. The narrative illustrates how tradecraft emerged through learning by doing secure communications, agent handling, cover, and coordination with resistance networks and allies. It also addresses how analysis and reporting had to earn credibility with policymakers who were used to traditional channels. Readers come away with a sense that intelligence institutions are built from people and habits as much as from charters and budgets. The OSS had to invent itself while already in the field, and Waller highlights the compromises and improvisations that shaped its identity. Thirdly, covert action and unconventional warfare in a global conflict. Another major topic is the OSS role in sabotage, paramilitary support, and behind-the-lines operations during World War II. Waller situates these efforts within the broader Allied strategy, showing how covert action was meant to disrupt enemy logistics, gather tactical information, and strengthen local partners. The book discusses how operations were planned amid limited intelligence, competing priorities, and the constant risk of exposure. It also emphasizes that covert action is never purely technical. It depends on trust with local networks, cultural knowledge, and timing with conventional forces. This topic highlights both the appeal and the danger of irregular warfare. Success could create outsized effects, but failures could cost lives, damage alliances, or provoke political backlash. Waller's account underscores how Donovan pushed for bold missions while balancing demands from Washington and the needs of commanders in theater. The reader sees covert action as a tool that had to be integrated with diplomacy and military plans, not a standalone solution. The OSS experience becomes a case study in what covert action can achieve and what it cannot. Fourthly, rivalries, bureaucratic battles, and the politics of intelligence. Waller gives significant attention to the internal and external conflicts that shaped Donovan's work. The OSS operated in an environment filled with institutional competition, overlapping authorities, and skepticism from established agencies and military leaders. This topic explains how bureaucratic rivalries affected access to information, mission approval, and public perception of the OSS. Donovan's challenge was not only to run operations, but to protect the organization's mandate, secure resources, and maintained a direct line to the president and senior decision makers. The book illustrates how intelligence can be undermined by turf disputes, personality clashes, and inconsistent oversight. It also shows how wartime secrecy complicates accountability, creating room for both innovation and error. Readers learn that intelligence agencies do not rise solely through effectiveness. They must navigate politics, build alliances, and manage reputational risk. Waller portrays Donovan as a leader who could be impatient with bureaucracy, yet understood the need for strategic relationships. The OSS story becomes an example of how institutional survival often depends on persuasion and coalition building as much as operational performance. Lastly, legacy from OSS to the architecture of modern U.S. intelligence. The final major topic is the long impact of Donovan's OSS on post-war American intelligence and national security policy. Waller frames the OSS as a prototype that demonstrated the value of centralized intelligence functions, integrated analysis, and specialized clandestine capabilities. This topic explains how wartime experiences influence debates about what an American intelligence service should be in peacetime, including concerns about domestic power, oversight, and the separation of roles. The book connects Donovan's efforts to the later development of institutions and practices that define Cold War intelligence, even as the OSS itself was dissolved and its functions redistributed. Readers see how organizational DNA persists through personnel, doctrine, and precedent. The narrative also prompts reflection on enduring tensions, secrecy versus transparency, bold action versus strategic restraint, and the difficulty of measuring intelligence success. By examining Donovan's achievements and shortcomings, Waller presents a nuanced origin story that helps readers understand why modern espionage agencies look the way they do and why they continue to face similar leadership and governance challenges. In conclusion, this book is best for readers interested in World War II history, the origins of American intelligence, leadership under uncertainty, and the real-world mechanics behind espionage and covert action. It will also appeal to anyone curious about how institutions are built during crises, because Donovan's story is as much about organizational creation and political navigation as it is about daring missions. The practical benefit is prospective readers gain a clearer understanding of why intelligence agencies rely on networks, tradecraft, analysis, and interagency bargaining, and why those elements remain contentious today. Compared with broader surveys of WWWA or general introductions to spying, Waller's focus on Donovan offers a more grounded explanation of how personalities, budgets, rivalries, and strategy collide to produce what later looks like an established system. The biography approach makes the institutional history memorable, tying large policy decisions to human judgment and risk tolerance. For buyers comparing similar titles, the value lies in its bridge between wartime narrative and the longer arc toward modern American espionage, helping readers connect OSS improvisation to the structures and debates that shaped the intelligence community afterward. If you would like to support Douglas Waller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.